Thank you so much, Pastor Jay. Oh, it's wonderful to be here. Good morning, everyone. I'm excited to be here once again. I just want to say thank you so much for having us. Thank you so much for those of you who've been praying and supporting the work of Independent Church in India. There is a lot going on in India. We returned in April after 5 months there, and we have seen God do some amazing things. One brother I was talking to this morning just said that he had heard from some other people, some other missionaries who had working in India and giving a report of how God is moving and the harvest field is ready there. And, you know, I can say, yeah, that indeed is the case. God is a God of confirmation in the mouth of two or three witnesses. But God is moving all over India. We really sense it's a time when God is really reaching out and really pouring himself into India and touching people's lives there and transforming lives. We have seen God do amazing things in the villages. He's raising up missionaries that we're working with to send them out to preach the gospel to their own people. We're seeing God touching the lives of children. And many of you are supporting orphans or are praying for the orphanage there. They're doing wonderful. I just want to give you a quick update about that. There's 25 kids living there, and we were able to share Christmas with them and many times of fellowship with them, and just to see the change in their lives that Jesus is doing. He's working in them. It's just a blessing. And so thank you for those who have been supporting and praying for that. We've seen God move tremendously among people who are victims of leprosy. We have a lot of people with leprosy have been coming to the church, and God has enabled us. We have one real big praise report. God enabled us to get a piece of land where we could start a home for homeless lepers, where there's 14 living there now, and we're just excited about that, about what God's going to do there. There's just many, many areas that I'm really thankful and really excited. We've brought a video again. Every year we try to make a video so people not only can hear from us but can see firsthand what God is doing. So I want to share. We're gonna show a video. And also, once again, Pastor Brito has been able to come and join us, and I'm gonna ask him to come up afterwards and he's going to share firsthand about working in the villages and about the things that God is doing. I don't know if Pastor Jay knew it or not, but he was talking about transformation, and that's what Jesus is all about, transforming people's lives. And that happens to be the title of our video, Transforming Lives. We're going to show an excerpt of it. We'll have the whole video if anyone would like to have it. We have it out there for a donation. You can have it. But let's go ahead and show the video. This is an excerpt of Transforming Lives. Now it's my privilege. Oh, yeah, before I ask Pastor Brito to come up, on the back, if you want to look, back sheet of the clipboard has pictures of Native missionaries and of leprosy friends whom you can sponsor. So please lift the pages and take a look at that. You can choose someone that you would like to sow into their lives. It's my great honor and privilege at this time to invite, once again, able to become with us, the founder of Independent Church in India, Pastor Brito.
Good morning. Thank you, Pastor, for inviting us again and to share what God is doing in India. And before that, I want to say that in my heart, God laid in my heart about that verse. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus declaring that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to anoint to heal the broken heart. Yesterday night I was crying and I was praying to the Lord. Lord, you know, in India, people, they don't know still who you are. Day before yesterday, I read in the newspaper more than 1 lakh radical Hindu people, like we will call the Hindu extremists, like RSS. Their main goal is they want to stop spreading the gospel. Yesterday they have a meeting near our town, more than 1 lakh, yeah, like 100,000 Hindu youth people, they are gathering. The main goal of that gathering is they want to stop preaching the gospel. They want to stop the Christians. They want to attack the pastors. That's what their main goal. I was praying, Lord, you have to use our ministry. You have to, our main burden you gave us is to reach the souls. We want to lift your name. We want to see every village, the people has to say, Jesus, the true living God. That's what our main burden. And Jesus is telling that, He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. God is using our missionaries in the remote villages mightily, I can say that. Many villages, we could see the people's lives are transforming through the gospel. One night I got the call. I was talking with one of our missionary. They were telling that some of these Hindu extremists, actually there are RSS groups, they came when our missionaries doing the Bible study. They were trying to attack them, just they chased them out. And before they, when they were running, this Hindu RSS people, they were telling to the our missionaries, because you are coming here sharing about this Jesus, teaching about this Jesus, all these people are believing only Jesus. Even they are not caring about us. They are not respecting to us. That's what we got the result through our ministry. I just asked that missionaries, are you scared about these people? I was totally touched by their saying. They told me that, Pastor, we are ready to die. Even we are ready to die for the gospel because we believe that Jesus, the true living God, the many villages, they don't know who Jesus is. We want to preach the gospel to these villages. I'm telling that God is using our missionaries every day. Within the whole week, like Bible studies and reaching the new villages and the children's ministry, they are reaching 150 villages. When I came to America, I seen how people are busy here. How much we are working for our works and our things, think about all our own, how to run our family, how to do all our works. But all our missionaries, every day they are going to preach the gospel. That's really amazing that every time when I call our missionaries in India, they will be in the ministry field. Really, God is using them. Recently, they start the church. The new church, I can say the testimony of that missionary is one guy, his name is Enoch. More than 17 village, remote village people know about his life. He got totally like a paralyzed one side. His hands and the legs, it won't work. One day me and Kathy and we gone to their village, we were preaching the gospel. Then some of our missionary, they brought them to us and we were preaching the gospel. They listen, they hear the gospel. The day they received the Lord, the one thing he told us that I spent a lot of money, like for according to American money, maybe like $2,000. He almost going to sell his coconut yard. He has 300 coconut trees. That's big amount of rich he has. He was telling almost he is going to sell, but God touched his life. We prayed for him. God began to work in his life. God healed his legs and hands and now he's walking perfectly and he's preaching the gospel in the village. I was so impressed with his preaching. Whenever he asked him to share the testimony, he will say, Jesus is the true living God. All our gods are asking bribe, like give me this much money or give this goat or this chicken or like this. We are always giving bribe to our God, but we are not receiving anything from our God. But Jesus, he didn't ask anything from us. He's asking only our heart. He asked us to follow him truly. That's the testimony God is making in their life. These missionaries, now they started a new church in that village and God is working through them and God is delivering many people's life and healing many sickness. And I pray that today God can use every one of you to adopt you as your own friend or brother, to encourage them. They need encouragement. My brother and sister, I am telling, they are walking on the dangerous path for the gospel. Just think about every village, the Hindu people, they are equipping their youth, guys and girls, to attack the people, those who are coming to distribute the tracts and sharing about Jesus. But they don't care. But they need your encouragement. They need your prayers. The next in the Bible verse, Jesus telling, He hath sent me to heal the broken heart. My beloved brothers, I am telling, one day me and my beloved mom and dad, Kathy and Lowell, we were visiting one government leprosy colony. And I was praying for one sick guy. You might seen in the video, the first part in this leprosy. We were asking to the people how he's doing. They were telling he's drinking only the milk. Nobody didn't care about him. When we were touching in his head, we were praying. I was crying and crying, Lord, how can I tell to the people God is love? How can I tell, Lord, these people, they didn't have any care and nobody didn't care about them. They have a lot of broken heart in their life. Just think about their own son, their own daughter, they're chasing them out. They're just telling, go and die. They're before their eyes. That's what God gave us in our heart, that burden, that love about these precious people. They're really precious. You know, one day one of our missionaries, they were preaching the gospel. From that village, only one leprosy friend, he got saved. His condition, he's living in the street. He didn't have any home. Because of he affected with leprosy, their whole family, they rejected him. But our missionaries, they take him as a father. They began to help him. They began to show the love of God to them. One day, the RSS group, they came. They began to tell that you should not come here. Do you know what happened? This leprosy friend, he stood up before this leprosy, that Hindu people. Do you know? My whole life I am living like a beggar in this village, like a homeless. Did you ever care about me? You spent more than $4,000 to build this, that idol temple. Did you ever give me the 1 rupee to eat for me? No, you never care about me, how much I am suffering. But these people, they came to me and they show me the love. That's the true God they are showing to me. When I was hungry, they gave me the food. When I was cold, they gave me the blankets. They are the one who saying the true, that God, that Jesus. They will come here every week. You should not say anything. Even I am ready to die for them, for that God, that Jesus loves them. That's what these leprosy friends, they are standing for the gospel. We are not only impacting their life. We are not only showing the love of God to them. We are showing that Jesus is the only true living God. Hallelujah. Jesus, the only one true living God. Every week we have a service, the leprosy service. More than 50 to 60, our leprosy friends, they are coming to our service. They are worshiping the Lord. They are telling, Pastor, they're coming with the hungry. They don't care. Do you know, in India we have a system of reincarnation. The Hindu people are there believing that if anybody got the leprosy because his past life, he did a lot of wrong, a lot of sin. Because of that reason, this life, he born as a leprosy. So they cannot show any love to them. Also, they have a caste system. Even they are high caste, they don't care about that. If anybody got the leprosy, right after they are sending them back like untouchables. Just think about their own son and daughters. They don't like to touch them. One of our precious leprosy friend, now she's in our community. Praise God. Thank you for your prayers and the support for this, our ministry. And God provided a nice promised land for us. Now 14, our leprosy friends, they are living in our land and they are praising the Lord. They are really, God is changing their lives and they are realizing the God's love in their life. And one of their leprosy friends, her name is Ramai. And just I asked her before she come to our community where she stayed. She was telling, Pastor, more than 3 days I lived in the, in every village we have the shed, the hut. Before the hut, they will used to keep all the chickens. It has all kind of cells and all kind of bugs in that she was telling, 3 days I was suffering. I don't know where to go. Finally, I found that one day you came to my village about sharing about Jesus. And then I was praying. I seen that compassion pack you gave to me, and then I came to your community. Now she is telling that, Pastor, I want to die here. I know Jesus loves me. Now he is calling to his brother, his sons and daughters. He is telling the Lord, the Jesus Christ is the true living God. Really, God is using our ministry powerfully. My dear brother and sister, I know we have a lot of friends, but God wants us to use every one of you and me to show He's the only true God. And I pray that God can use every one of you to change these people's, this leprosy friend's life. I'm so grieved about sometimes when I see here a lot of fullness you have, a lot of riches you have, and even the food, even all the way of life, I'll be so grieved about the Lord. Many people living without hope. You have to use every one of these precious people. I believe that God blessed your nation to bless many people. I believe that. And I pray that today God can use every one of you. And if you feel that you can adopt one of our leprosy friends as your own friend, you can write to them, you can pray for them. Hey, you are my mother. You can say that, because nobody won't say that you are my mother, you are my father, because they are totally rejected by the society, but we are taking care of in our community. You can say that, hey, you are my father, you are my mother, I love you because Jesus loves you. And you can adopt them your own parents. And I believe that God can use every one of you to change this precious people's life. And one day we are going to see in heaven how God used you in this world for His glory. I give the glory and honor to the Lord. Thank you, Pastor. Give me the time. And thank you for hearing me. God bless you all. Thank you.
On behalf of the Independent Church in India and all of our leprosy friends, all the missionaries and the hundreds of people whose lives have been touched in India, thank you very much for your prayers and your support and for this time to be able to come and share today. Thank you, Pastor Jay. Please continue to pray for us. We're all going to be, my family and I and Pastor Brito, going to be returning back for another, we'll be there another 5 or 6 months. We'll be going in mid-October, so please keep us in your prayers. And if you haven't had a chance to take a look at that sheet that's on the clipboards, you can do so, or please stop by our table out there. We'll be out there. We want to greet you. We want to answer your questions, so please stop by and talk to us. And I just want to leave you finally. This is a time when I would say this is God's heart that you get involved in this work, and I would try to encourage you to do so. I don't believe we need to say any more, but I do want to just share a little from the Word of God with you. So if you will listen as I read and see if God is speaking to your hearts. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the deeds, the things done in his body, according that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Lay not up treasures for yourselves, treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moths and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. and come and follow me. Sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Whoso had this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Let God speak to your heart what he would have you to do. Thank you. God bless you all.
How many of you have at least 1/2 gallon of ice cream in your freezer right now? Yeah, and there's a lot of you that didn't put your hands up to do anyway. This is like rubber meets the road kind of stuff, right? We've been teaching the book of Revelation, and we wrap it up next week. And one of the main themes that we keep coming back to is this, is that Jesus keeps coming back to the people again and again, and the people still don't listen. Right, that's what this painting up here is about. And the key phrase on it is, but you still won't listen. It's the idea of, I keep coming at you with all kinds of different words, and you still won't listen. It's they refuse to repent from their deeds, that sort of thing. I'm not saying that we're the evil people in Revelation or anything like that. I am saying this. A few months ago at an elder meeting, we were talking about missions. We were talking about independent church in India. We were talking about some of the people from our congregation, missions trips, sort of like missions philosophy sort of stuff, and what it means for Cornerstone to be involved in those things. And we're talking about Lebanon, because obviously Cornerstone's heart is, we believe God put us here to be missionaries where we're at here in Lebanon, and we take that really seriously, and we're all about transformation in Lebanon. And the question was, well, you know, what does it mean? What's the purpose? What's the point then of giving other places? Why wouldn't we just toss all of our resources here? And the answer is this. It's because we're Americans. I mean, it's literally is an experience that you have to have to go to a third world country and to see the difference and to see what it is that we mean. I believe that the American church has a responsibility to care for the world. I believe that God has blessed us for a reason. And a lot of times the church can look at these things and we can, you know, we come and we talk a lot about stewardship here and about using our money wisely and using our time wisely. And that's important and that's good. But we honestly, you honestly, you and I honestly, until you see it, don't understand how much we have. We don't understand what it means to even make $20,000 a year. And that's like poverty level around here. And what it would cost for you to put aside $1 a day, which is what we do in our family, to support Gibson, Bell and Connie. We have pictures of him. We teach our kids about him. We pray for him. And to support him at the orphanage with an independent church in India. Let me encourage you that whatever it is that you're thinking, whatever it is that God might be saying to your heart, take that as being from him. And take that as being from him. Because I think that God is speaking this morning. I think he's speaking to all of our hearts on a number of different levels. This is not a guilt trip. And this is not a you should do this in order to fulfill your spiritual obligation. It is this, is that there are people in India without resource. And comparatively speaking, you and I are the Queen of Sheba. We are that royal family in Saudi Arabia, you know, comparatively speaking. And your small sacrifice could mean life for them. So let me just encourage you as you listen to your heart and as you listen to the Lord in it this morning. The greatest thing that I heard this morning from Pastor Brito and from Lowell and from the video was that we serve the same true God, was that we serve the same true and living God. The horror of Hinduism and Buddhism is that concept of karma, of reincarnation, of look at the leper, and why don't, and the question we would ask is, why doesn't someone help them? You know what I mean? Like, well, that's it. That's the point, is that they're getting what their just deserves. That's and they'll get another chance at it. If they do well as a leper now, maybe they'll be able to come back as something different in the future. There isn't even a capacity to understand love. There's not even like a paradigm or a framework to understand love. It is literally being cast out. And these simple things like blankets and food and $30 a month, that is the love of Christ. You couldn't even step into these people's lives and say, Jesus loves you, without showing it to them. But you show it to them in the smallest way, and they get it. And it makes a difference. And the kingdom of God has changed because of it. So we place that before you today. Again, the greatest thing about it all is that we serve this same true God. At that same leper with his hands without fingers on it, raised up to praising God, is the same God that you praise when we sing together this morning. And when we care for and when we give and when we love those people, even in India, you literally are helping and loving the person that is sitting right next to you, because you're all part of the same kingdom and you're part of the same church and part of the same family. And so we praise the same God. That's a great, great thing about Jesus.